Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. And I see your calls. I will take them in a short while. Let me just go here first. We know that Eskom had asked everybody to go and upgrade their meters if they had not been upgraded. And there has been an entire campaign to do that. A couple of things have been very, very difficult to watch over the past couple of days. People in long, long queues, unfortunately, one fatality. And there has been what the public is saying and the people on the ground saying, well, they were confused about what exactly was required of them. We saw that the Minister of Electricity said, you know, look, they cannot shift the date of the transfer of what would be to be tokens and also what would be a shift from the old system to the new system. Then they came back to say actually technicians were able to do that and there is a process to finally get everybody on the same page. You also know that there's some amount of money that Eskom is going to charge people who are on illegal meters. And that has been a bone of contention as well. But I want to bring in energy expert and former executive at Eskom and City Power, Professor Vale Pariyachi, to explain a couple of things to us. Professor Pariyachi, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and very good evening to you and your listeners. And once again, thank you for inviting me to your show. Much appreciated.
Prof, could we have done this easier, better?
Yes, I think from a communications perspective, I think we could have done it better because, and I'm not a communication expert, but if you speak to a communications expert, he'll tell you, he or she will tell you that for a communication strategy to be effective and efficient, you've got to reach your targeted population. And I don't believe in this case that the targeted population was reached. But having said that, I think the communication from organizations like SARGA, AMU, SAPA, STSA, even Treasury to a certain extent, had reached Eskom and the municipalities, actually for many years, in 2019, because I was involved in that, to get that meter changed. But the targeted population, which is the end users, and lots of them are standing in queues, etc., I don't believe we're fully reached, Pamela.
You know, obviously, there was a campaign of sorts, and we had spoken to Eskom a few times ourselves. But is it not that we probably are not speaking and reaching the people in the way that they need to be reached? Not, you know, so Eskom will say, we had a campaign, a long-standing campaign. But could we have communicated differently? And what of the amount, what would have been, I think, as a penalty for those who had transgressed? Do you think that had a factor?
Yeah, well I think where the communication would have failed, it's not that you can't blame the communication people totally. It's, you know, in South Africa, we have 11 different languages. Actually,
exactly.
12, if you
exactly.
Look at it from the thing. So we haven't reached that, and not everybody has radios and TVs and all of that. It was done through social media. So that's why I alluded to the fact that the communication from the key stakeholders to Eskom and the Munichs to get the meters changed, because they are utilities, I think was done effectively from 2019, because I was there in that process. But as I say, from the utilities to the end users, I think that's where the gaps were.
So going forward, you know, this money comes up all the time, the fine that people are saying, well, you know, we get it. We want to now go into a legal system, but we just don't have it. Your thoughts on how Eskom should manage this going forward?
Well, maybe not only Eskom. I think the industry, the sector, utilities. I think, you know, even now, in this day and age of advanced science, and technology, you know, I was watching TV intentionally for 2 days, and to look at those queues, taking queues, etc. Albeit there's a view that the majority of those people in the queues were probably purchasing for illegally tampered meters, purchasing from ghost vendors. But I think with the advances in technology, artificial intelligence, etc., I think we can do it better. I think going forward, I don't believe we should have a new key code change in 2045 like the way we did it now. I think we can use technology to even identify the so-called people who are purchasing illegally from ghost vendors. You don't have to wait for a key change like now to identify those plus or minus 2 million people. Penalty.
I really appreciate you helping us understand what really is going on there. Professor Valia Pariachi is an energy expert and former executive at Eskom and City Power, as you heard earlier. And yes, as he says, you know, from his experience, we could have done better. Your thoughts on that? And I said I was going to take your calls on 086-000-959 and also voice notes on 063-688-0959. Of course, you can talk about absolutely anything, all the things that we touched on before. I'm sorry that our lines were quite busy earlier, but I'm very happy to take those calls now.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.